The Manitoba Association of Christian Homeschools would like to thank the Learning House for sponsoring this recording.
Welcome. Right, I'm so excited to be here today.
I'm losing my voice. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity to come and share with you and talk about the things that matter so much to me.
And then if I can figure this
so,
out.
So, writing must matter to you if you're here and you're probably struggling. So, I want to first of all say that this is not a lecture. So, I would love to hear from you if you identify with something. I'd love to know that. I'd love to know what's happening in your home.
What did you learn today?
Once in a while, I might ask you, like, is that what it's like? Is that what's going on in your house? I don't want to go on and talk about something if you've all got that figured out. Because that would be a waste of time. No one likes to waste their time. So I really want to be able to tailor this to what is going to help you the
most. Actually, this speaker was my speaker.
If you have questions, I will definitely be having questions after. And you're welcome to ask me in the middle as well. So that's great.
This is actually a thing. I can do this.
Most of all,
yes, I have successfully done so.
When I'm teaching,
I
am the like...
I should rephrase that. My children have successfully done so. I'm not sure how much of it I've retained.
Teacher. So not a lecture. So first, I would love if you participate and talk back to me. See. So that's great. Welcome really here. I am Teresa, as you said. And
right?
I mentor students. So the difference between a mentor and a teacher is
Anybody
kind of ambiguous.
Flip?
A mentor is someone who comes alongside someone and helps them and helps them to achieve their goals and their dreams. So my first job is to help students realize that
Next
they have a dream and that writing's going to get
I'll
there.
Introduce myself first. So as it was
probably your first job, but we're going to get to that. So that's my little spoiler. Because the reason you're here today is probably because your student is struggling with writing
just fine,
and you want
right?
to know what to do about it.
It wasn't the plan.
And you might
when
be surprised why they're struggling.
Having our family, we thought,
so
we'll just have a couple of kids and we'll just do life.
Sometimes
look like. But God took us on
there's
a
lot of feelings
direction,
that happen
not
with
a
writing.
I had
there's a lot of feelings in our homeschool.
I
was talking to a parent today
and, it's really
and they said, I think I'm the only one
years down the road you think,
my kids
where I started, this is
don't
want to
hear from me.
And then a few years later, you think, that is not who
yeah,
I am
okay,
anymore.
Laughing.
I'm really
yes.
thankful God's
laughing. Yeah, no, us. You're not the only
My
one.
My husband is at home.
Almost every parent
struggles
got
dumped on
with
the last
this.
Couple of days. I've been home for a week.
And
so
we usually do it in silence.
Shoveling.
We don't want anyone else to know that we're struggling. We don't want anyone else to know that our students don't want to hear from us. Our students are refusing or shouting or crying
okay.
or
if
slamming
just,
doors
like, yell at you,
or whatever happens in your
me?
House. I don't know. It's kind
Thanks.
Of loud in my
I
house. We're expressers. Maybe you're like very quiet,
so yes,
but in my home, we like to express. So there's a lot of noise going on and they're telling me what they
girls
think.
Girls do Bible quizzing and we were at an event last
My son
weekend.
Is 20.
And
it
one of the
end.
Organizers in
he
Alberta,
still expresses.
He's,
so we that's okay.
Together
we like to
school.
Talk about our feelings.
Did
we like to talk about how we're feeling about things and
our
why we're feeling that way.
This
so,
year.
But you might so be wondering why all the big emotions about writing. What is the big deal
number.
About writing?
So that just tells you that I've got
my
a
students.
Little,
I ask them this all of the time. When you think about writing,
all kinds of things.
How do you feel?
Wrong, right? And so I think
what
it's
is
good.
Going
we're
through
here.
Your
so
mind? What are you thinking?
Here that you have
what words are
you
telling yourself? And
the with
they
you.
Will
My
use words like angry and overwhelmed. My stomach feels sick.
Wrong.
I get a headache.
And learning from
My
that.
My shoulders hurt.
Okay. So we're going to come back to...
I feel worried. One boy said he felt
heart
strangled.
Introduced myself.
That's pretty descriptive.
Not the next one, but the one after that.
They say things to themselves like, what if I do a bad job? Or
there.
I'm going to fail at this. I just know I'm going to fail this.
Already.
I can't do this.
So some of those little girls are a
These
whole
are
lot
all
bigger.
Words
some of those boys
that real students have told me in the last year.
So that's
I
awesome.
Ask
but
this at the beginning
include,
of every single one
you're
of my terms
children. It's because
with
our
new
daughter
students.
Fosters,
and
so six children,
I am always amazed
we don't post pictures
the
or show pictures
depth
of, them just yet.
Of frustration and emotion that they have about writing. And why are they feeling this way?
When we're thinking about
right?
classical.
So they feel like they're going to fail. They actually tell themselves, I'm going to fail at this. If I fail at this, I'm going to be a failure at life.
Or
if I can't write, that's no good.
Kind of nod.
I don't want to let my parents
down.
Or
you're on the road. I've done some learning. I've done
nothing like raising the stakes in this game, right?
Anybody
not only am I failing myself, not only am I wrecking my whole future, now I've let my parents down too.
Some of you are like, I got this. I know what I'm
doing.
What
if
I
just can't
do
this? I just don't know how.
If you do, I don't. I'm going to come and take some lessons.
Why
from you
are
because
students
I'm still learning.
So afraid?
If we think
writing.
About classical, you've heard the term.
Do you have any the any trivium? Thoughts? Any ideas? Why you
maybe,
think your students might
not.
Be afraid of writing?
So we've got a grammar, dialectic, and rhetoric.
Is there any?
I'm going to give a couple of examples.
They're afraid
of
failing.
What that
oh
would
yeah.
Look like
so, if who's not afraid of failing?
That every time we learn
yeah, we're
something
all afraid of failing.
New, we're learning it
right?
classically. Whether we
this
realize
is a normal
it or not.
Thing.
So
yeah, they're afraid of
I've
failing.
Got a few examples.
Any other
I
ideas?
One of them is
any
driving a car. I have a 15-year-old
pardon?
Who needs to get her license.
Oh, they might be lazy.
So
oh yeah, you know what? It's really
whole, so
it's
kind
really
of
hard
in my
work.
World. This is where we're living right
and
now.
And why should
kids
they apply themselves and do that
so
hard
you
work?
Know, the kids are driving along beside
I had an adult
you,
say to me today. He was telling me his experience when he was in school. He was really good at math,
and
he did the math, and he knew if he showed up in class and he participated, and he didn't give them a hard time, and he handed in most of
the
work
on your vehicle.
He didn't ever have to write an essay
that
because he would get 60% anyway.
Do what it needs to do, but they don't know what that means. They just know that when I get in, we're going to get to wherever we're supposed to be.
Why? Why invest if you don't have to? They're economizing already. Why invest myself something that's scary, something that's hard, something I don't think I can succeed at, and something I don't think is valuable in my life? Why should I do that?
How do you do that? They're asking questions.
So there's all of those fears. And on top of all of that, we've been teaching them skills since kindergarten, grade one. If
all
you use grades.
Parts that go
okay, we've been teaching them all of these skills. We've been teaching them spelling.
Their, like,
we've been teaching them how to make a sentence. We've been teaching them grammar.
Learner's permit.
Whether
what's
we do it formally
for
or informally. However you
province.
Teach, we've been teaching them all of these skills.
16?
And now we come to writing. And all of those skills all of a sudden have to come together.
I can believe it. I know.
So we've taken and we've like created this puzzle.
They're driving with
a parent. We put all the pieces in the box and we say, all right, make the picture.
So 14, so she... You know, they start driving.
No wonder that's scary.
But it is.
And not only that, let's imagine
scary.
Our brains.
But
our brains
can do that,
is like a huge office building.
And they need to read
and
the
spelling
manual,
is kept in one office.
The words.
And grammar is kept
they
in another office.
What the things are. What
and
the
punctuation is kept in another office.
They can even get their, that
creativity is in another office.
Then they go and try to they study for the
test. The actual tactile skills, the fine motor skills, that's in another completely different office.
But they have to study to do the test.
So no wonder when they sit down to write and they're like handwriting or typing, you know, they're working on motor skills. They're trying to put sentences together and ideas together. It's no wonder they're not running down the hall to the punctuation area trying to figure out how to spell that word.
Practicing it. Then you take these kids with this learner's permit
it's really
out on the road.
Hard work to bring all those skills together.
And that's where the gray heart comes from,
so,
in case you're wondering.
There are so,
earned,
so many
I've
pieces.
I
and
have
those are just
all but two
the like,
last
skill
two
pieces.
To drive.
On top of that,
too, don't worry.
There could be tag learning differences.
So they're getting out on the road and they're practicing. So there's the times you guys are going to have
there could be
than me.
Gaps in their learning. So little
you know,
pieces that they just don't remember or they're not sure of.
And the sun
there's so many
the
different areas in which
the
they might struggle that just make writing
them, but it was
so
very, very
difficult.
Close, very scary.
So the first one there's that the, we're going to discuss, I'm just going to quickly breeze through
the,
these.
We were in medicine.
Is
hat with my
learning
older
learning differences? So perhaps you have some guess that maybe going. Your student learns a little bit differently. Don't be afraid
red
to do some research. Don't be afraid
thought,
to like
no,
discover.
To someone who's learning to
learn
drive,
more about that.
Things.
If you choose
it's
to get testing, that's
fine.
Entirely up to you.
So it's this. It's
definitely
this
research.
Practice.
Like
and it
think.
Looks
well,
ugly,
if they had
messy,
this difference,
but we're doing
what
it together.
Strategies
so
would
we're
I
talking
use
talking about learning the new words? I'm going to bring it all back around. It will come. I promise.
But we're just going to skip over that one.
And then they're
going to
go and take driver training. So
and then skills gaps. So we have like spelling. We have homophones and homographs. So the words that sound the same and the words that are spelled the same. We have punctuation,
have
grammar,
all
organization,
habits.
Logic.
All so
of these things, any one of those places might be a big
and
struggle.
That's scary.
Where they already
so
feel
they
like they're
test.
Failing. They already
may
feel like they're struggling.
The first time they
and
get
now
their
we just
license.
Expect that they're going to figure
the
it out.
The thing that happens next is they want the keys.
On top
and
of that.
And they want to go drive.
Writing is a project management thing.
And that's like the scariest moment.
We're asking them to work through a lot of steps.
They're just learning all these testing things. Wait, you have drivers in the house.
They have to plan. Organize.
But... They're going
to
go, they're going to drive.
To come
and so
back
we have
again
our
and again
right?
and again
our kids every step
to do something
the
that they,
off, they
don't
go driving. And
enjoy,
then they get to take other
that
people with
of,
them.
That makes them feel bad, that makes them discouraged.
Usually.
But that's
when they
discipline.
Reach that next stage.
How many adults
can send
struggle
them confidently
with working
to the
through
grocery
all those
store?
How many of us
or to take
have a hard time staying on track with tasks that we struggle with?
You know, then
I know my workout plan is pretty started, sketchy.
And we're growing and we're learning and we're practicing.
I know the benefits.
We're actually able to
it's not even that hard.
Do something.
It doesn't even take that
learned.
Much time.
The other example
I've lowered the bar and lowered the bar and lowered the bar trying to make this happen.
Knitting. I always thought I'd
right?
be one of those grandmas that would knit.
But it's hard.
Crochet.
Discipline is hard.
I'm not. I didn't know that I was going to have a bunch of more kids coming up throughout life. So.
But they don't understand that it's a lifelong learning skill. They think if they don't have it right now, they are already failing.
When you're learning to knit or crochet or...
and then we have setbacks.
Knit or crochet, that's awesome.
So maybe they struggled with something. Maybe they have to redo something.
There's different types of needles. There's different types of... We don't call them thread. We call them yarn. There's different types of yarn. We have to learn what those things are.
I don't want to deal with it.
And then we get to practice
them. It's too hard.
It's
too hard to face that failure, even if it's not a huge failure in life. Even if it's just a small piece that they have to just step back and grow from.
We get that, and we get to practice
them. Those are hard things to ask our young people to do.
I had this idea that I was going to make a bunch of squares and turn it into a quilt. And so I've got a small basket.
And self-exposure. So writing is a skill where we take what's inside of us, what we believe, what we think.
I'm practicing it, but then
put it out there
you make that first
for
one
the whole world
looks
to see.
Good, that's the one you show
it's
people.
Like art, music,
not showing them all the
any of those things,
do.
Any creative
so
things that come from inside of us.
Teach my youngest.
That's really scary. What if someone doesn't agree? What if they think what I have to say is dumb? What if they think I have to say is just silly? Or what if
they
think it's irrelevant?
To hang along the
what if someone laughs at me?
Decorate the house, and so we get to celebrate what they've learned. Is this all making sense? You
not only that,
kind of we're
asking them to
here?
Take what they Maybe. Have and put it out there for everybody to see.
So if we talk about classical
and then we're
going to
grade you on how
roads.
Well you do that.
So that's a trivium. We all know that trivium, tri,
Great.
Tricycle,
hey.
Three.
This is sounding like
okay.
Writing
so three
is
rows.
The best
so we've got
thing
our
ever.
Grammar.
I bet you all want to go
and
right now and just write.
Learning the words, the terms, the definitions.
Writing can be really scary for
so
kids. And it's scary for adults, too. I write for a magazine, and very honestly,
and they get
every single time I sit
stage.
Down to write
got
an article,
some understanding. They know what the words are.
I'm afraid.
How do they work, and how do they all fit together?
I do this all
That's
the time.
That comes in that dialectic stage. If
I write
you think about
two
it,
articles every 2 months
the
for
dialogue.
Them.
We talk it through.
You'd think I'd get over this.
Talk. Right.
But I'm putting me out there.
Talk a lot with your kids, hopefully.
Every single time.
And then we've got the rhetorical
Fear of failure
stage
is a big, big
stage.
Thing. We
all, so that's when things become
all can identify with this.
They can do it. You know, I can finally get a square.
Recognizing that it's possible that we could
decent.
Fail. It's possible that that article I write could be terrible.
My son who can take
and the
my
editor's
going to
say,
because he's old
what's
enough,
going on with you
that.
Today?
And so he
Fix
can
that.
Teach her the things that he has learned.
So far that hasn't happened.
In that rhetoric stage.
But you never know. These things happen.
Dorothy
we
Sayers.
All have setbacks.
Has anybody heard of Dorothy Sayers?
And all of these
yeah.
things, when our student is struggling,
article.
How
she
many? How do we feel then?
Tolkien,
like, what does that
C.S.
make
Lewis,
us feel like?
Some others sort of in that time.
What does it feel like in your you home when your student is struggling?
She wrote an essay that you can get online. It's The Lost Tools of Learning. And I would
Frustrated.
Suggest you read it.
Oh, yeah. I've taught you this.
Articles that you can read.
You should
over
know
and over
this
and
already.
And get something different each time. And
why don't you just sit
it.
Down and do it?
She talks about it this way. She talks about our small children.
I've said these things. I know. I'm a mom. I've homeschooled. I've
grammar,
done this.
Words.
I've done this.
Parrot,
you know,
little
my son is 20, my daughter is 16,
everything.
And I still say, would
whether
you just
you want them
please
to or not?
Finish.
You'll hear something on the playground. You're like, oh, we're going to take that out of your vocabulary.
Because
but they repeat
we
everything
it.
We say.
But when it's you,
it's
really hard.
It's really cute. Right? We get them to practice saying
we
words.
We might be overwhelmed. We might feel like we've
words.
Failed.
I think my
homeschooling is a scary thing.
My second daughter was 16 when my son, right? when my kids was born.
I don't know how many times I said, I just don't
want
to
screw
them up.
Perpendicular. She was determined that
I
was going to be his first
them.
Word. It was not.
Right?
But
I don't want to wreck their whole education.
This little parrot there.
Yeah.
So they go through this.
We fear failing.
Copying,
what if we're wrecking their language arts? What
grammar,
if we're
words.
What if we're standing
then
in the way of them hurt. Learning and growing?
Anybody here have an 11?
We all have these fears.
Old.
We all worry about these things,
hit all
right?
Them, aren't you?
It would be so wonderful
you know,
if people would share those things,
ideas,
so we didn't all feel alone.
They push the boundaries,
but so often we keep them hidden. We don't want anyone to know.
With my younger kids, before I understood,
we might be frustrated. We might feel like we failed.
I used to think that they were being defiant, and I have now learned.
There's
in that
something
age,
wrong with us.
They're asking questions because they want to know.
Can I not teach
and
this? Not What's wrong?
No, they may still be defiant. That could still happen.
What's
but
the
that's
problem?
Not necessarily what it is. So I've learned to embrace the questions.
I want to talk to you about solutions today. Because we're not here. We all know that the problem is. And now we know why we have this problem.
Is there a reason that you did it that way?
Today,
why didn't
you do it that
way? The first
solution I have
is because they're pert.
Is
and
a
so they're
mindset
in that,
change.
And that's in that dialectic stage where they're taking the information that they have in their brain or that they're seeing around them.
You probably thought you were coming
for how
to write.
And because they're young,
but
they don't know how.
The first thing that has to change
when we're learning something new,
this situation, is to look at the world in a different way.
It wasn't pretty. And it's not
when
something
we
I
begin
would
to look at the world,
you,
and when our students begin to look at the
but
world,
I was keeping on doing
as
it, and I would ask
difficulties
my mom,
being
why?
Hurdles,
just
like in a race
on one
that
end.
We race toward and
oh,
jump over,
and
that we train
middle,
to jump
so
over,
ugly piece.
Instead of a roadblock that's going to stop us
stitches,
or derail
it,
us.
Doesn't look beautiful, but it's
everything changes. So
really
we go from a door closed. I just can't do this.
Design them to be.
I guess I'm not a writer. I'm never
going to
be a writer. I can't do anything about it.
It's a natural way of learning.
To
as they grow.
Well, I'm not a writer yet.
More poetic.
But in order to get there, I need to apply myself,
parrot,
set goals, and continue to persevere
pert and then
and
poetic.
Change my attitude.
So they'll take it gets to the place where they
that's
take
no problem,
this
right? You never told your kid these things,
all
I
of
bet.
A sudden it's beautiful.
Every day?
Think about
every day?
Yeah,
I know.
16, 18,
I know.
19, somewhere
I understand.
Up in that age.
Often they don't like to hear it from parents.
I'm the only one with
my
big
20-year-old
kids.
Is probably the most
kids.
Motivated
yeah,
person
good.
I know.
I was hoping so. I usually do.
But let
so
me
they,
tell
you. You can see that where they've grasped
10, 11,
some
12,
of the words.
13,
they've done
14,
some of the practicing,
15.
And then they
there
get
was
it.
No way he was
they
taking
get
it from
it,
me.
And they know how to share it. And
not
it's really,
happening.
It's really neat. In their writing, you'll see it.
My 16-year-old,
practice,
she still doesn't want to
you know,
hear from
writing,
me. Mom, I'm
practice,
not in your classes. I don't
beautiful.
Want to. I don't want to know.
Are awkward.
Don't want to talk to you
then
about it.
They practice making their sentences.
They need their own mentors. They need
poems.
Someone else.
And essays.
They need someone
I
else that
have
they can
my,
be accountable to.
Not to brag
it's
on my
really
kids.
Going
to
be
I'll
able
kids
to speak into their lives.
But I have a 15-year-old who's doing some dual enrollment. So she's doing her CC challenge class.
But the question is, how can you get there?
Through Southeastern University,
you can work
some
with your students
college courses
on this.
And I've got an essay that
even
she sent me while I've been away for me to edit.
Hear from you.
That I didn't even
and the
edit.
The first thing is to
I
get
just
them
said,
dreaming.
Is this actually what you wanted to say?
Like?
And she said, yes, it's okay, we're good.
No,
it's
I don't mean.
It's incredible. I can't even imagine what we
that
would do if we didn't give her the time to practice. And
I
to be
mean,
able to become,
success
you're welcome
like?
To read this essay. But
who do you
it's
know
short.
That you
if she didn't have that,
that
time
respect,
to practice,
what is it about
words,
them that
the
you want to emulate?
The awkward sentences.
Start learning that
to be
now.
Able to put something
start
together
growing
that's
today
beautiful.
In
Isn't
those
that our
ways.
Goal?
Start being
raising
more
our children
like that person.
Is to raise beautiful
so
people,
if they are someone
human beings
who is
who care about others,
outgoing,
who care about
persuasive,
the world around them, who care about their family, that's
confident.
That sounds so weird, you guys.
Those things are skills that are learned.
That's not what I normally sound like. But
they
that's our goal.
That
to
and when young people start to realize that people weren't born just
and if we
being
can do that by
are,
giving them this
that we develop those habits and we develop those skills, then they can get there.
And to make mistakes
and the most exciting
in the safety
thing
of our
is
home. It's all
writing.
I don't know what you were expecting
there.
This talk to be, but it's really about
when was the last
embracing
time you
the natural way that we learn. And finding a way to incorporate that into our world.
It's been that long?
So that we have this
it's been a while,
outcome, all
right?
These beautiful
I wrote
human
one
beings.
2 weeks ago. I might be the only adult I know that writes essays
I
on a regular basis. I write sample writing for my students to
Chinese
read to see what it's supposed to look
had
like.
Had boys memorize
so,
the Tao for centuries.
I'm probably
many
the only one I know that writes essays on a regular
text
basis. Unless you're an academic.
This is a part
unless
like,
you are
when you read 100
a
words 100 times.
Things like that.
Get
you're probably
into
not
your
writing
soul.
Essays on a regular basis.
Understanding
most
is
students
not as
believe that writing essays is a waste of time because they're never going to have to do it when they're adults.
If we are exposing our children.
I'm here to tell
to
you
beautiful
that
articles,
would be true.
To beautiful books, to beautiful
if the purpose
conversations,
of learning to write an
to beautiful
essay
sermons
was to write an essay when you were an adult.
This old, the old language,
but
is not the
writing
way
essays
we hear it now.
Is so much more
to expose them
than
to
being
that,
able
so that becomes,
to write a paper.
That then becomes
writing
their
essays teaches you your own voice.
Let's try.
It helps you to
one.
Be able to connect with an
next.
Audience, to be able to show them. Why
yeah.
the things
when
that
we struggle
you
with
have
a text,
to say
it
should
changes
matter to
us.
Them.
Why do we put things in memory?
Those are the skills
we
that
memorize
are make a
to contemplate, not to show off. So you know that in the classical model, they all want to memorize a lot of information.
Most of the time when you ask a young person, what does success look like for you when you're like 25, when you're 30? They're going to say, oh, I want a fast car, I want a big house.
We talk about...
Because those concrete things, those are things that they can easily identify.
So we talk about...
All of those things take money.
Expose them to information.
Are you going to get money?
If you come down and look at the foundations guide at our booth, you'll be like,
oh,
why are we talking about some of that content?
Not a minimum wage job if you want a big house and a fast car.
Dissociative law. That's fun. What four-year-old needs to know what the associative law
is? What happens when you go for an interview?
They don't.
And they say,
but
why are you the best candidate
for this job? They see the associative law. They've memorized what it is, what it looks like.
If you can't look at your audience, that employer, and recognize who they are, what skills they need,
of the big scary
what they
things.
Really want to hear, which is not, why are you the best candidate, but sorry. What are you going to offer me that someone else isn't going to offer me?
A rhetorician is capable of speaking effectively.
And then very quickly be able
comers,
to identify in yourself the skills
issue,
that they need
and can
and
consequently
be
more persuasive
all
in
together.
Front of crowds about anything he
You're
likes.
Not going to succeed very
so
well.
So we're practicing gathering data to be able to talk,
but
then
those
we
are
practice
the skills
talking,
that
and then
brings.
We can do it. We can do it in front of
to
anybody.
To be able to
you know what
look
the number
a situation,
one fear is of people.
To know your audience, to know what matters to them, to know what
so
they care about, what they believe, and what they're
the
looking
purpose
for.
Of having our children learn to be public
and
speakers
then
is
to
not
be able
so that
to
they
show
can get
them
up in front of a crowd
why what you believe
and do a presentation
should matter to them too.
Or
so
to
if you're an interview, you want them to believe that you're the
I
best candidate.
Famous,
if you want
so
that
they
job.
Can share the gospel.
So,
right? So if we teach them the
those
truth
are the skills
and
that
they know what it is,
us.
They can share the word
not to mention,
with others. This is a Christian
By the time you learn to write
right?
an essay,
so I'm assuming
you've developed
that I'm speaking
time management
to the crowd here.
And
sometimes
confidence.
I don't care. I'm going
to
be
agency
who I am.
In your
that's
life. And
that's
all of those skills,
to teach our
they're going
to
get you through academics.
Learn the Bible
and they're
going to
make you successful in the real world.
Reenact the Bible stories.
Those are the skills
share
that
the
really,
Bible
really
stories.
Matter. Those are
the
skills that employers are saying students are coming to them
that's,
as young adults and
do
they just
do.
Don't have.
I went off on a tangent on you there.
Young adults are not able to enter the workplace at this point, most of them, and be able to look at a situation, find out what the problem is, come up with a solution, sell that solution to their management, and then get their team to work with them
cool lady.
Towards that
One
solution.
Of the challenges of home-centered
Those
education
are that are make
is building
successful.
A new relationship
career,
with your children.
In a home,
so what do you think that means? A new relationship.
All of
They're
these
born
things
into our home. We have a
really,
relationship.
Really
what do you
matter.
Think a new relationship would mean?
Not because you can write an essay. So when students recognize that
like
all of those things that are going to help them get what they want in life, short term, long term.
Guys, it's classical conversations. We talk
actually
all the
come
time.
Come from learning to write.
Unless what this talk is,
and
but
come from learning.
What do you think? Why? What does it think it means by
think clearly
new
and
relationships?
Logically and persuasively? Then they're going to buy in and they're going to work at it. You've seen what happens when your young person does something that they really want to do. There's nothing that's going to stand in their
think
way.
About
if
your
really
children,
want it.
Are they the same people? When they were born, as they
and
are
the
now.
The last thing that they really, really need to succeed
right.
is accountability.
So their relationship changes.
So whether that accountability
so I
comes
be
from you,
purposeful
or from
in
a sibling,
changing my
or
relationship
a cousin, or
with
an aunt
my
or an uncle,
children
or someone that
grow.
You know from church,
I change,
or
they
someone
changed.
That you know in your life
so we've
that
seen
they really
some
respect.
Really neat things happen.
Or whether you have
pattern.
To outsource that
so
and find someone else to be
my
that accountability.
Is
It's so yes, important for young people
gap.
To have somebody
but
to talk
they,
to.
They have this
somebody
really neat
that's
relationship
actually going to
themselves.
Ask them
but really we
if
have
they're
that
succeeding
with them as well. So I have the ability
not
to hang out with my adult children.
Expect
and then
a reasonable
and
answer for why they're
and we
not
have this
succeeding
relationship.
And what they're going to do about it.
But it's been very purposeful. And so know that it's not going to be the
you
same
said
that it changes.
Today,
is important to know. That
I want
so
to do
home-centered education. If we're focusing on our home,
you could flip
not our
a coin.
Children. We're focusing
and
on our
that
home
would be the odds
the way God wants
of you
to establish our
it.
Home. Then we will see the benefits.
If you write it down and you tell somebody
long-term relationships,
I'm going to do this thing
all the way off classical.
It's only 60%.
Kind of on purpose, because we bring it all the way
the
back
statistics
to remembering
60%
that
chance that you're going to do it just because you
everything
tell
everything is classical.
So when people post on social
everything
media,
do, you just
oh, I'm going to do this and this
doing
and this. 60% chance.
Have
if
to get ourselves outside of a box.
But if they know that they have a
plan should look like,
to make that happen,
and
if they know that
God's
every week on Friday
us.
Someone is
so
going to say, what did you do about
your
plan?
The way I thought
week,
my education would look like,
it is 95% likely that you will
young,
follow through on your plan.
It looks very, very different today because
we That's continue to build these new relationships. And I want to stay outside of that box. I want to be able to kind of, I don't know if it's really child-led
Have
learning as much as purposeful.
And failed them?
Mentoring of our children.
I have.
And so we continue to do that by making sure that every step of the way, when they're learning
failure
something
management
new,
is
they have
so,
enough time
so important
to learn
this
new grammar.
And that's part of
the
accountability
the
process.
They have time
so
to practice.
It's important for students
skills,
to be able to,
and then they have time to shine.
Have
whatever that means,
a structure,
whether it's public speaking and you put them in front of other people,
inside
whether
which
it's
they
learning
evaluate
to drive
themselves,
and you put other people in that vehicle.
How did I do? Am
Maybe
I succeeding?
I'm still soft on that one. Or
Where
whatever
have
it is. What, did
what have I learned about myself?
You said
How can
learning
I
something new in these sessions.
From
You're going to learn
situation.
Something, tons of new things
not only
here
that,
over
okay,
this weekend.
Yesterday,
but you get
I didn't
to choose
all
what you're going to
wrestle
with. All
the things on my list
right?
that
wrestling
I had to
is
do
good.
For school.
And it's good for us to wrestle. It's good
what
for
am
our
I gonna
kids
do about
to
that?
Wrestle.
Well, they get to move from yesterday to today. Because they still have to be done, right? Now I have more to do today than yesterday.
So
and if I couldn't do it yesterday, what makes me think that I can do
it
today?
But
How
we
is
hike
my
up,
plan going
hike
to
up,
be different?
Lake Louise up to the tea house up there. And that is
so
actually the color.
So to be able to replan,
not
to discover
photos.
What was it yesterday
but why am I showing you all this?
Back
because it
succeeding.
Says, where do we go from
and
here?
And how am I going to change that practically in my life today.
Along with us.
And as I like
we
to tell all
there,
my students,
time,
trying harder
part way up.
Is
this
wishful
is only
thinking.
Part way up. Just to sit.
You were trying yesterday.
And rest.
You were trying last week.
And be in
getting up every day and saying, today
and
I am not going
to
lose my temper.
Our,
I'm going to try harder.
Raising our children
doesn't work.
Is
right?
Wrestle.
Have we tried
work
that?
Hard. Sweat a lot, drink a lot of water.
I've done weeks and weeks and weeks of that.
And
it's just discouraging. Trying harder.
Keep going.
Doesn't solve
the
problem.
In fact, where we stopped at the tea house.
You are trying. It's not a lack of wanting to try.
Because we don't know where
it's a lack of a plan for solving the problem.
I knew where we were going
in the first place.
But sometimes we don't know where God's taking us.
So when students see,
are you willing to
move? Oh, yesterday I got distracted by this thing.
Or do we? Are we stuck in a box?
What can I do to make sure I don't get distracted today?
Yeah.
And they choose,
you're still learning something new.
I'm not going to have my phone near me. I am not going to sit in the same room as my three-year-old sister trying to do my math. That doesn't work. Or I'm going
to
make sure that I do my very hardest thing first so I get it off my plate so I don't have to dread it all day.
If there's any other more generic questions, I'll come back to that.
Choosing a strategy to actually succeed makes a difference.
I'll take any kind of questions. Wonder how old my kids are, all of them? That's a test. I may fail.
And that's how students grow. Imagine how much confidence they will have when they realize they can actually change their behavior.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Dad.
Oh, good question. Is it done by the parent or teacher, or is it done by the child themselves?
I think it's
okay, that entirely depends on
really
the age of the child.
To make.
I
so
mostly
depending
work
on where
with
you live
grade 6 to 12.
In the world,
and
there's different directions.
I advocate for them
take.
To take on
in
their
the US,
homeschool.
They do a ton
schedule.
Of dual enrollment. It's kind of a thing. That they do.
Starting
we do
in
less
grade
of that
six,
in Canada.
More and more of that, those tasks to be
I would say this to you,
managed by
when
them.
We're classically educating our children.
How many times have you heard your student
box,
say to you,
we're giving
just
them
leave me alone
bigger,
and let me do it?
Education
they,
than what they're
do they
when
want
they're
you asking
box.
Them?
And so it opens up doors
that they may
not.
Do I want my husband to text me
way.
Three times a day and say,
so
did you work out yet?
Me.
Did you work out yet? Did you work
not
out yet?
Everybody that I spend time with.
No, I do not. That would
children.
End very poorly.
Step back. Way back when we first started homeschooling, I met with
but,
our facilitator in Alberta. Facilitators.
So it is
so
really important
said you need to have
to
a
let
family
them
goal
take
or you
over
will
that responsibility.
Not make it. And so somewhere
and
about year
let
two,
them
I thought,
fail.
I'm not going to make it. So he said, you need to make a family goal. And my family goal, our family goal. I'm not
That's
doing this by myself.
Part.
I keep saying I.
So I would say, so I'm going to speak to older.
Thinkers,
how old is your are your students?
Research and learn and continue to learn. And you
grades
know,
5 and 7.
Lifelong
so
learning.
So by grades 5 and 7, I would say at that point allow them some freedom
into my
and say, okay,
world.
Which subject do you want to be responsible for?
It wasn't back then.
I might
and
start
so,
the conversation
yes, to grow
with
these lifelong learners. That
I
was my
bet
goal.
You are really
so
tired of me nagging you about your math.
The actual piece of paper we moved. And
if that's the subject that you're always having to hassle them about. In my house, that's what it was.
Very rarely do I find that I'm
so kind of, I bet you're really tired of that
along those ways. And I discovered that's still my goal.
I would love to stop hassling you about your math
that I had.
How would you like that? Would that be good?
With our older children.
How many of your kids would just be like over the moon if they knew you were not going to nag them about their math?
Just by reading good books, I thought that was it. That's not it.
They'd be pretty happy.
Purposeful.
Right?
But even in spite of
whichever subject it is that's bothering you,
became independent thinkers.
And so then I would go from there and say, okay, well, here's the solution. Is you want to be responsible because you're growing up. But if you're going to be responsible, that means I'm not responsible.
Back to your specific question about classical. So we can talk
that means
about
it has to be on you.
Which is what
so
my
let's
daughter
start
is doing.
By you making so a plan when you're going to do that subject.
With a university. So she's
now you
come
tell
out
me
with an associate's
what time
degree,
of day
which is
you
kind
want
of like
me to
a
ask
degree.
You whether you finished that.
When she's done her grade 12 year. The
what's
going to
happen if
come out
you
with
don't
that
finish
because
that?
My son's in trades and he would die if I told him he had to go to post-secondary right now. He'd be like, I'm going
to what happens to me as an adult if instead of washing dishes, I go read a book?
He doesn't have to figure that out yet, but he'll do it.
So
we have some of our
later.
Grads. It's hard for me to talk on because
I just have dishes later,
conversations
right?
Or
it just
like
gets put off.
Only
I've just
Canada
moved my free
years.
Time
so we're part of that first
to
group.
A different
so we
spot.
Don't have a lot of track
that's all I've done.
For our particular program. And
hopefully I had free
but we
time
have
to move.
Others around the country that have done a classical
so
education.
So don't be
they've
afraid
to write
then later when they say,
SATs,
hey, can I go?
And you say, their LSATs, and they've been
I
able to get
thought
themselves
thought you used your free time
post-secondary.
During math.
Portfolios are very strong for classically educated kids.
Is that
kids
what you did?
They, I,
oh,
I
guess,
my second daughter,
oh,
I took
I guess
her
you
to
won't
a
have time, then.
College in Medicine Hat.
That's kind of lousy.
I thought, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm going to try to show
natural
to
consequences are the best
so I took
consequences.
In her portfolio,
because it's not
which was
you.
Some of her writing and her book list.
It's them.
It wasn't even a very good portfolio. And the
but
admin
the problem with
said,
natural
okay,
consequences
so these are the books
and
that
the problem
going to read.
With giving them responsibility
like, no,
is it comes down to parent self-discipline.
They were kind of stunned.
Now I have to
in.
Learn to
no questions asked. She's in college.
My tongue.
Just because of a really poorly put together portfolio
so
and her
hard.
Reading list. And so
how many parenting books did I read and close
no,
and go,
your question
that
very
would
well
be
because
great.
I don't really know. But I will
but
tell
if
you
I had
that
much self-discipline, I would not be reading this book.
The ability to think. And our ability to communicate
right.
can
really.
Do whatever they want to do.
The people who have the self-discipline
for
to wrote the book.
For my 18-year-old who's graduating
if I had
this
that,
year,
I wouldn't be reading the book.
She's
it's
got lots of health
thing.
Issues.
But we can
and
learn
so
and grow,
it
too.
It looks different for her. She couldn't even keep
as our
up
kids
with
learn
most
and grow,
of her
we can learn and
work.
Grow. And it's okay to have that conversation
so
with them and say,
scale
listen, you know
her.
What? I'm learning
to
how
life.
To have a young
so
person who's
ahead,
growing.
She's
growing
pick
up
some courses.
And, I've, you know, maybe
and she wants
before,
to go into kinesiology.
Say, I did a really
but I know that she
time.
Needs to do the required courses.
This time I
want to
try a different
program.
Thing. I want to do
so
something
we'll
different
do
because I want to learn and grow. It's going to be hard for me,
19,
too.
19, 20, maybe 21.
So maybe when I forget
I
and I nag you, you can say
17-year-olds into
very
the
nicely.
University world in this current state.
I thought this was my
affairs.
Responsibility.
Personal opinion, no.
But the best part of that is then you get to say later, oh, I thought that was your responsibility.
That's probably a very vague.
So does that answer your question?
I wish I could give you a,
okay,
I have this on this handful.
So we're here about writing, remember?
University,
so the writing process.
That sort of data for you.
Process matters.
Send you
okay?
The information.
The writing process is the growth mindset process.
I can find that for you quite easily.
It's the same thing. It's why I teach them
specifically classical conversations.
The writing process
we meet
is
once
to pre-write,
we homeschool
and then plan an outline.
All of the rest of the days at home,
and
if you're a true homeschooler,
then to write
you're
a rough
not
draft.
Home very much because we're on the road doing
and
things. Doing
then
life.
To redraft
but
and re-revise,
our community day,
and then to edit and proofread.
There's a foundations program.
So that's like
that's for age
starting
four
with a small step.
12.
And
so
and
we're doing lots of the memorizing,
that you're still
lots
not
of hands-on activity
and you still have places to grow
in community, every community.
And not letting that
same.
Be a roadblock
feels
to you and say,
people,
oh, well, I just can't do this because it's not perfect
content.
First time.
Once they hit nine,
right?
So the nine
we
to
have to learn and grow through the whole process. The writing process is exactly the same.
And, they do an essential
and students get so stuck on
really
the rough draft.
English
they get to the rough draft.
It's amazing. I've done
and then when they realize that it's not
perfect.
Or when they realize that it's not ready to hand in, they feel that they
English
have failed.
Grammar. They do mental math
because it's not good
minutes.
Enough.
And then they
I guess
do
I failed. It's not good
IEW
enough.
Source
but they don't realize that that's the point.
So they're getting their feet wet with writing.
That's only the first
and
step.
Then
the first step
12,
is to write the draft.
Then they can enter
and
the challenge
then you work
program,
on it some more.
Which is where all of
and
mine are now.
And then you work on it some more. And then you work on it some more. And it's the same with all of the rest of the way we grow and growth mindset.
Junior high, high school.
So writing is actually project management.
So around 15.
So if you see on the screen, there's like a diagram there about project management, and I've superimposed the writing steps on top. So we have the planning stage of project management.
But there's only a handful of kids
so, so far. This is where we're pre-writing.
Personal choice.
So we're choosing a topic.
But that's a full day.
Coming up with ideas. We're doing initial research to see if
challenge is 30.
You know, where we want to go is really going to work or not.
Other weeks in the year.
And here's a hint here.
Like go on holidays and bake cookies.
They should be able to argue both sides.
You know, all of the other
Argue.
My girls.
Yeah, I'm not talking about regurgitating information.
I'm not a science-y person.
I'm talking about
they
persuasive
love their
writing.
Science textbooks.
So,
and so
really regurgitating information or writing a report about a topic is not something
program,
that's
when they
generally
read all
useful
the other
in life.
Novels and books and textbooks to kind of fill in the things. If for more information specific to the program, just come down and talk to Siska. She has a much
writing book
nicer
reports.
Sounding
schools
voice
get
than
students
I
to write book reports to see if they read the book.
Team is for this area. She's covering this area.
It's not about writing
so she's
book
a
reports.
Really good source.
It's really to see if they read the book.
What it would look like in this
and
area.
It's them to go check. They
any
wrote something. Woohoo!
Classical?
One more piece of writing handed in. So if we really want to choose the writing that really matters in life, we want to teach our students persuasive writing
good, that's good.
Instead of
that's good.
Report
it's funny.
Writing.
I used to think that classical
so
meant
that's
old,
just a little
and that it meant
you.
Beautiful, flowy
and,
music.
And then they have to persist.
And it
so
does.
They have to, like,
it does mean all
of
that.
Piece
but if we think about
pre-writing that
classical
they do, and they have to make
books,
more of a plan. They have to do more research. They have to find more facts.
They're for a reason.
They have to
but
become
we have new
the
books.
Expert
books
on
have been
that
written
topic.
In the last you know,
and
40 years that are still considered classical because they're just beautiful,
is,
full of really great content.
You know, have to have an
so
order,
we talk about,
have structure,
so that's classical, but then we have our
logic.
Classical way of learning.
These all sound like really
and
great
that's
life
really,
skills, right?
That's a little bit different,
organize,
but we encompass
logical,
all of
things in a,
those
a
beautiful
good order.
Things. Yeah, yeah.
So that's the persisting part, and then they have to keep on persisting, and then they're going to write that first draft. Very honestly, writing the first draft is the easiest step of the whole process. And it is the only part of the writing
slides.
Process that
I
actually has writing in it.
And we started late. So hope you're okay with that.
I mean,
that.
Your note-taking, or your
just
researching, or
this.
Your organizing, or your outlining,
having
or your editing.
Kind of run the course
so
and still running the course.
This piece is the only piece
for mums
that's actually, like,
you're going to be okay.
Sentences and paragraphs.
It's a tough slug.
And
it's not easy.
It's the easiest part.
When your children
if
are you with
have
you
an
all
outline
the time.
That is logical.
All the time.
That makes
it's
sense.
It's not easy.
That
we
has
love
all
them.
Your proofs,
but they're with
has
us all
your
the time.
Already on it.
It's a tough slug. But you're going to be
the
okay.
Writing is a
it
breeze.
It is so worth it. It's so worth it.
Interesting.
Give God
writing
your
is
heart,
easy.
Your heart's desires.
Writing
give
is
it
not
to
the
him.
Problem.
And he will meet you
all the rest
where
of the
you are.
That come
and then
writing
direct you where you need to go. And dads,
and
I'm loving
then
that
they
so many
have
dads
to deal with
room.
Failure. Ouch!
My
that
husband,
draft, it's not perfect.
Is my best and
guess
strongest
what? It's not
cheerleader.
The second time you read it
so we've
fix.
Been married.
It's not perfect the third time you read it.
Years.
And fix. It's not perfect the fourth
next
time you
year.
Read it and fix.
I think we should go on a trip, right? It's being
it
recorded.
Takes
I can
a
save
lot
that
of times
for
so persisting.
He's my best cheerleader,
and
that when I say
editing,
to him, "Hey, I have an idea," first he says,
and then that
"Oh boy,
final
what's coming?" Because
so
I've always got good ideas.
Paper,
usually, has things, little jobs for him to do.
Most students have already.
But
handed
he'll say, "Okay, tell
now,
me what you got," and he
bothered.
Listens to what I have to say.
I don't care
because really, quite
I'm
honestly,
honest,
mostly it's the moms who are doing the researching. I know, but it's the dads who are the ones that are girding up the family and releasing mom. In her full
this is where
calling to raise our children
this is the,
the way that God's
right
designed us to.
Between
so we need to be together. You need to be on the same team as your wife.
An amazing
if she
argument,
says, I need this book, let her buy the book.
It comes
I'll say that again. If she says, I need
so
this book,
that
let her buy the book.
And then
we
you
have
get
so
to
many
success.
Books.
And
I try to
again.
Purge, and I can't.
So
and we just
the
moved
thing is,
in June.
Project management
can't even
all
tell
comes
you how
down
many
to
books
discipline.
We moved.
It comes so down to facing your fears, coming back
our
again,
CC bookstore
and again and again and again and again and doing the
so
thing
you, imagine,
you don't
I have
want
pallets
to do.
Of books arriving this week.
Or you don't love.
We said we did it so that my husband's home to do the heavy lifting. I'll be home by then. And so buy the books.
I'm afraid
go to
the
conferences
group,
with
I'm going to have
her.
To say
go
this out
with
loud.
Her. You're here with her?
It's
amazing.
And people are going to like it, but it's okay if they don't like it.
It's hard when we're in the trenches and their babies are crying.
Love of learning is wonderful.
And the babies are crying, and the teenagers
some in life we are don't coming home, love everything.
Telling you all the things, but the babies love. Are crying at the That's same okay. time. Anyway. That's a fun dynamic. Some of you will some probably that know what I'm talking about.
So this so all comes full circle again. Back to mindset.
Our kids need to see
because
us
as soon as
together,
you have to deal with discipline,
going to agree.
And as
that's
soon
okay.
as you have to deal with procrastination, and as soon as
that's
you have to deal
for you as
with
families
feeling
here
like you
who are doing what God's called you to do,
easily,
just keep doing it.
It comes
just
back to remembering.
It matters.
Being able to talk
20
back
or 30
to
years down
and
the road
say,
when your
yeah,
kids
I know this
see
is
you
hard,
sticking
but
to
I can
it,
keep doing it.
Sticking to
and
truth,
if I keep doing it,
they will
I'm going to succeed.
Even if it gets kind of scary
and
in
if
the
I
middle,
need help,
they will
I can
follow.
Reach out and I can get help.
They will.
Because there
they'll
are
there
people
you,
who will help me if I reach
come
out.
Come alongside you on the journey.
Those skills are the skills
just, it's
that
a
really,
truth. It's
really
a promise
make a difference
that I'm hanging on to,
in
that we've seen
students,
fruit on and I'm still believing because I've got
academics
little guys at home still.
And in their life.
So thank you for listening.
That is why
to my crackly voice. And if you have any questions,
students,
I'll hang out here, but otherwise I'll go back down.
They're not struggling
to the booth there, so thank
as
you.
Much because they don't know how to write. It's not the writing part of the writing process that's so hard usually, unless there's gaps in that area. And if there's gaps, it's usually not that difficult to just focus in and deal with a gap, right? Once you recognize it. The biggest problem almost always comes down to what they're telling themselves about themselves, what they're telling themselves about their abilities to succeed, and their ability to push through and do hard things. Because those are the places where we all struggle. And it's a difficult thing. So I want to, first of all, just ask if anyone has any questions. Yes. I would start by showing him the writing process, like not while you're doing it, but start by finding a website or a book that teaches the writing process that has all the steps there and getting him to tick off. I've done this piece. I've done this piece. You're not done until you get to the last. So that might be one thing. In my classes, we actually work through step by step. So they hand in every piece and then we're very specific and say, okay, now you're going to go back and look for this and this and this and this. Go fix those things. And now, okay, hand that in and we give feedback again. Okay, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to go and look for this and this and this and this and this. Because they're learning the things to ask themselves. And it is hard because you don't want to just say, no, it's no good like this, right? The other thing I might suggest is if you check out on my blog, I have Frazzled to Fearless, and it's about grading rubrics. So if you use a marking rubric and your marking rubric, I purposely add things to the marking rubric that they have to do at the end. So if they don't read the marking rubric, oh, look, you just lost 10 marks because you didn't even read the marking rubric. All you had to do was go and bold 3 verbs and underline, you know, like these things just to train them to do that. But the marking rubric will tell them what they need to succeed. And if they know what they need to succeed, they will go back to their own writing and they will look for those things to succeed. So if you recognize there's these like 2 things that he usually needs to work on, if you add that to the marking rubric, you can say, okay, that's fine. But here's the marking rubric. So you go and you look at the marking rubric yourself and you see if you've done all those things. And then if he hasn't, he has the option whether or not he's going to fix them. And if he doesn't, well, then they'll be wrong. Natural consequences. If you don't like number grades, you don't have to use number grades to use a marking rubric. Do a happy face, do a meh face, and do a sad face. Okay, I don't love check marks and X's because that's so like black and white, right, wrong. Most things in life are not all the way right or all the way wrong. So it's just how many times out of how many did you kind of do it? So if you have a range, you're better off. So marking rubrics are a great way, and they're a great way right from really young to actually get students to realize that they can win at writing. It's, you know, you just have to like do the, make sure that you've done all these things. Check, 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 check. And when they realize that they can check the boxes, and when they start to internalize the things that they're supposed to look for, they're automatically going to put that in their writing. And then you add more things to the marking rubric. And more things. And more things. And you take things off as they become automatic. Any other questions? You guys are so quiet. You're definitely not 13. No more questions. Okay. So is there anyone who'd be willing to just share with me some of the struggles that their student is having with writing or some struggles that you're having with language arts in your home? If you're willing to share, I'd be happy to talk a little bit more about that piece of it for you. It's kind of vulnerable. Okay, thank you. Okay, so her son will happily write like pages and pages about whatever he loves, right? Like hockey and a hockey trip. But when she asks him to write, do you ask him to write about hockey?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. And we all get tired of hockey. Okay, so there are a few things that you can do. It is difficult because especially you said he was 12. I was going to guess middle school. They get like so narrow focused. There is only one thing in the world that matters in middle school, and they hyper focus on that. And I have a few of them. It's hockey, and I've read a lot of essays about hockey, and I don't like hockey. But okay. So first of all, yeah, you can do that. Another thing you could do is you can incorporate the idea, and you can say, okay, well, if you love hockey, what is it that you love about hockey? And what skills does hockey give a person outside of skating, like in the real world? So now it's like moving away from just hockey's amazing and, you know, all of the things that they want to like generalize because they like to be very general, I'm guessing. So he wants to tell about something. So he's kind of telling a story. So if you could get him to move from the story type of writing into a persuasive type of writing. So you say, okay, well, let's talk about hockey. People who play hockey, what kind of skills do they have? Not on the ice. What skills does hockey teach you that are going to help you in the real world? So it teaches you to work hard. It teaches you to get up when you fall down. If you're a goalie, wow, you are really, really learning how to push through failure. Like, because you're going to let some goals in. That's inevitable, right? So you can like look at those things and you could have him prove that and then do some research and discover, and why do those skills matter? So he can go that route. You could, like, unfortunately, at some point, I just give them a list and I say, pick one of these. Sorry. That's how it is. It is hard. It's hard to get the buy-in. But again, I would take the buy-in away from the topic and put the buy-in on the skills he's learning. So take it a step back and say, listen, I know that you don't want to write about anything but hockey, but please think of another topic that you could write about. And if he understands that he's going to learn valuable skills that are going to help him in his life. And I know at like 12 years old, it's hard for them to look that far. But it's super important for them to see that it really matters. So when my son was 12, the thing was he was going to be a YouTuber. YouTuber. And so, well, we talked about that. Well, he talked about that a lot. And so we talked about, well, okay, well, if you're going to be a YouTuber, you have to be consistent. You have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to do all these things. So I'm guessing he plays hockey. Okay, so he needs to learn how to be consistent. He needs to learn how to push through and do hard things, even when he doesn't want to. And so those skills are going to transfer to hockey as well. And backwards. But, you know, he's not going to see it backwards yet. So that might be a good step. So the other thing is, and, you know, this is harder sometimes for homeschoolers, but they will take a topic given to them by someone else much better than they will from their parents because they'll fight back. So we, anytime you like bring in someone else, so even like a parent or an aunt or uncle and say, listen, can you just take over the writing bit for a little bit? And see if they can get something, tell them what you want so that they don't just let them write about hockey for another 2 years while let them figure it out. You know, so tell them what you're looking for. I need you to get them to write about a different topic or whatever. And so see if you can get like some outside input into that. And that would go a long way. Does that seem like that might help? Okay, excellent. Anyone else? Do you have anything? Yes. Than physically write. Okay, the question is, do I try to keep them to handwriting or is typing okay? Her student would much rather type than handwrite any day. I'm going to guess that that's about a motor skill issue. Okay, so most often that's a motor skill thing and economizing because if I can do something much faster and get the same result, I'm going to choose, because I'm a thinking, logical, rational person, I want to do it the fastest way possible and get the same result. And typing is way, way faster. And you can read it. So it's also easier to edit. So, you know, I personally don't have an issue with typing. That isn't to say that handwriting isn't an important piece. But if you separate handwriting from composition, sure, why not? You know, if you still want to keep him handwriting, he has to do some things in handwriting. He has to do math, is terrible on the computer, like typed out. But like math by hand has to be legible. Handwriting practice has to be legible. If you want to separate that out, I mean, that's okay. Especially if students are struggling with fine motor skills or struggling with handwriting skills, it is actually advantageous to separate the handwriting from the creation process. Because then they're not struggling with the fine motor skills while their brain's trying to do something else. It's in another part of the office building. Like completely, completely different skill. So it's just, that's kind of my take on it. I know that some people might disagree. That's okay. I have some parents in my courses have their students handwrite absolutely everything in my course. And then I require them to have it typed when they hand it in. So then they type it. So, you know, I think that's a lot of extra work, especially when you come to editing. Like editing is a very long process by hand, but so much faster on the computer. So the other piece of that, like for students that like handwrite and then they type in at the end, is now with AI, It's really important when students go to post-secondary that they have a record of their work. So if they handwrite it, don't get rid of the work. So like as they get older into high school, keep a record of their work. Not you, obviously. In post-secondary, oh, please don't. They keep a record of their work, but they need to do that. They need to keep a record of their work because the post-secondary institutions are checking for AI and they're checking for plagiarism. So I mean, they're not going to find plagiarism if they've done their own work by hand, but they may find AI generation in there because they cannot actually know what's AI generated. They only know whether the writing style is AI-like or not. What percentage of AI algorithms are there in your writing? The more we read AI algorithms, you're reading AI every day, okay? Every day. Blogs, news media, everywhere. It's all AI. Tons of AI. So the more we read those things, the more we incorporate that in our voice and the way we write. So it's going to be more and more and more difficult for institutions to know when something is generated by AI. And if they don't have a record, they're just going to get zero or they're going to get kicked out. So they need to have a record. So Google Docs is great because it keeps a history of all the revisions, or keep handwritten things, or rename documents, like copy it and do second draft, third draft, fourth draft, so that you have a record of what's happening there. That's kind of little tidbit extra for you. Anyone else? Anything else I can help you with today? Yes. Okay, the question is, her son, you know, with texting or typing back and forth to friends, the grammar and spelling and everything is terrible. And he says, it doesn't really matter because everyone types like this all the time. This is just the way it is. Things are changing, Mom, don't you know? Okay, in the real world, like individually, yes, that's true. Things are changing, unfortunately. My children make fun of me because I put commas in my texts. Can't help it. So, but the things are changing, like on like a personal level, they are changing. They're changing to some extent in the workplace. So we're seeing more like very quick, like emails back and forth, one line. But I will say it's very important to learn how to write, okay, just generally like back and forth emails that are courteous. It's very, very easy to misinterpret one sentence because we don't have context. We can't see someone's face, so especially in texting or whatever. And he will eventually, if he hasn't already, realize that people get really angry when you say things sometimes and they think you mean something that you don't mean. So it's important to be able to like elaborate and to be able to talk a little bit more, to have better grammar and stuff. In the real world, in the work culture, you know, you really actually do need good grammar. Like, you can't just go hand in your resume looking like however and think you're going to get that job. So it is really important. So again, I would bring it back to, well, what do you want from life? Like, if you want to, like, work at the 7-Eleven, you're right. You don't need any of this. Don't say this, but you could drop out now, right? If you want to work at 7-Eleven, then that's great. But if you want to like have a job that's going to like help you raise a family and it's going to be able to like give you a house and going to be able to like homeschool your children or do anything, you're going to need to be able to present yourself in a way that's going to make you valuable to them. And that comes through the way you look. So the same way we dress appropriately for different places, it's not about authenticity, right? You know, so my son will say, well, I don't have to dress that way. He's 20. I don't have to dress that way just because they expect it. But it's good in our writing to present ourselves in the way we want people to see us. So that's kind of the piece. Is it time? Okay. All right. Okay. Does anyone have any more questions? She says I can talk all night. Yes. Okay, doing typing on the computer and autocorrect, and is that advantageous, or are they going to lose their ability to spell? Okay. I forget how old your kids are. 10 and 12. Okay. Early ages, they got to learn how to spell. So I was talking to someone today, a computer that's not hooked up to the internet, like, you can shut autocorrect off. You don't need it. Like, you can shut it off on Google. You can shut it off anywhere. So learn the spelling. My daughter is 16, still struggles with spelling. She will probably always struggle with spelling. Some people have difficulties. We're not all good at the same things. At her point, she said, Mom, I struggle with spelling. What am I going to do? And I said, well, it's up to you. You have a choice right now. You can apply yourself and you can improve your spelling. Or you can come up with strategies that are going to help you. She's like, Mom, I'm 16. I've already worked at this. I'm like, well, this is your choice. Like, you could work harder. You can do this. But she's already got strategies for how she's managing. So she's chosen strategies. So, but will they lose spelling? I don't believe they're going to lose spelling by using spell checks. I tell my students all the time, it's a nice tool, but it's often wrong. Spell check, grammar check, doesn't know what you're thinking. And it, as long as it's a word, then it's good. It doesn't know that it's the wrong word. It doesn't know that you are using the wrong, like, homophones and homographs. Like, oh, it's terrible. Like, spell check is not good for homophones and homographs. Students have to learn those. They have to recognize that those words mean different things. And they have to have the correct one. So so my answer to that is, every family has to make their own choice. I don't personally have a problem with it. But I'm very quick to point out, oh, look, this is still wrong. It doesn't say this is wrong, but this is still wrong. This is why you can't trust it. Don't trust it. All the little red underlines, that's just hints that this might be wrong. And often the little red underlines are wrong, which drives me crazy. Because then I have little red underlines still on my document, and that bugs me. So, and I get it. They don't want the little red underlines either. It's like big red X's. So, they still have to know spelling to use those things, and they still have to know grammar. And oh, the free Grammarly is notoriously bad. So, it's definitely not to be relied on. So that's kind of what I would say to that. So, I do want to respect your time. So I want to thank you so much for coming today. I did put up there, if you go back to the matches page, I have a 4-week. Writing course. So make sure you check out what's on that page and see if there's some freebies there that might interest you. And I want to thank you. If you have any questions, I just want to say that I am a mentor at heart. That's what I do. It's who I am. I'm not a marketer at heart. So not. I am a mentor at heart. So if you have questions, please do reach out, because I would love to talk to you and help you through your journey and see if I can give you some tips and tricks that might help you in your path with your students. So thank you very much for coming and listening today and for participating and sharing so openly about the struggles that you're having in your home. Thank you very much.